Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Tonight we're going to be talking about just general maintenance. Your general maintenance for your boat, all your gear, whatever
gear,
it is.
Gear, motors, yeah. Whatever.
No, we were on the way here tonight, we were talking a little bit about it, and we're like, well, let's shoot it. I mean, it's a good topic because there's so many things you can do in the winter to get yourself ready for spring because you don't want to be doing it last minute.
Well, and you don't want to get stuck on the road and have something happen, or you're on the lake, or
it's happened.
You know, you're
it's happened.
Hey, well, you know what I mean. I mean, the ice is pushed off, and you're excited to be out there, and then all of a sudden, you know, you back it in, and the motor doesn't start, or your batteries are dead, or it won't take a charge, and you thought it did.
So let's talk about batteries. So
what batteries is a big one,
because winter batteries, that's where people get screwed when they come out in the spring and they're ready to go.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, I've had my issues with batteries over the years, and I store my boat in an outside storage, and there's quite a few years in the past where I just leave my batteries in there, go get my boat maybe once a month and plug it in, charge the batteries, try that, but it never fails. Oh yeah, my batteries are
one
junk.
A year,
yeah, and I'm going down to buy two new batteries,
right.
You know. And
every year.
Well, every year.
Well, and they should be good for 2 or 3 years.
At least. Most of them are 4 or 5.
But with the amount that we're charging and using them, I get 2-3 years out of it, I'm pretty happy. One, though.
Let's separate it out, though. I mean, I think it's important because I think, first off, and we've discussed this amongst us, but I think it's important to know that it's regional, right? So if you live in the Midwest where it's damp, and it gets much colder than it does here in Colorado. People don't understand that, you know, they think Colorado snow, John Denver, all that good stuff. It's not really how it is here. I mean, we get 300 and some days of sun, and, you know, like this whole week, it's been upper 50s to mid 50s all week. And so we can really fish and leave our boats, and it's not that big of a deal. So I personally do not take my batteries out.
Well, yours
I leave
is in
them
the garage.
But it's in the garage.
Yes,
right. But that's the difference too. Like I said, let's separate it out. So Midwest, you're going to treat it different.
Yes.
If you're going to store it even in the garage, you know you're going to have ice. Sometimes we don't get ice. So we may use the boat, you know, it may only be out of service for a couple months.
Yeah.
So Midwest, you know you're going to get ice. You know it's going to be out of service for 3-5 months at least, right? So you're going to probably take the batteries out, or at least I would, right? You're going to go through all the prep on your motor.
Well, I think Mitch should after every year.
Right, but that's
why. I do now.
Yeah, because he leaves it outside. That's the other thing,
well,
right?
Well, so do I, but every year? Come on, dude.
No. I've been taking my batteries out for a few years now.
We're talking
no
about
issues.
Past.
No issues. Yeah. So, Brad, why don't you tell everybody your slick thing that you got?
So I went to Harbor Freight, right? Mm-hmm. And my batteries, I ended up buying these. They're 1.5 watt, just trickle charger, but they're solar.
Right.
So I put them on my batteries. Now, they're not going to charge your battery. There's a maintainer, right? Yep. But it keeps it, because we don't get super cold here. I mean, I think our average in the winter, I mean, we have some cold spells, but it's usually around 40,
at
35,
least,
40, whatever. But
it's dry.
The trickle chargers, so I have a 24-volt system. I separate those out to where they're just a 12-volt system now, and each one has its own 1.5 solar
to
trickle
chargers. Yeah, to keep it going.
15 bucks for
right.
each one. I tell you what, that cost me less than 50 bucks for three of them to get all three of my batteries. It's a lot cheaper than going and buy.
Yeah, and it works great.
It works great.
He goes out to the, picks up the boat, and it's charged.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I've seen, and what brought up part of us wanting to talk about this is we've seen on Facebook where guys will ask, hey, what do you guys do with your batteries? And you know,
I used to bring them in and put them in my garage.
Well, and I
and
used
that
to,
works all
right. Right, and I used to bring them in, put them in my basement. Don't put them on concrete. Store them with a barrier between the concrete and the battery because the concrete will zap it.
2x4.
So, I just did like plywood or something. But then you take that and you know, I would see guys, they would answer, you know, I do this or I do that. Some of them do some kind of extreme things. Others say they leave their charger, the ones that, you know, say your Ranger or your charger you bought at Bass Pro and you put on.
Your onboard
charger. Onboard charger. They leave it plugged in all the time.
No.
And you're going to smoke your charger. And guys say, well, I've been doing it for 15 years. I've never smoked it. Well, guess what? You're one lucky SOB because it's going to smoke the charger, and you run the risk of blowing up a battery. I've blown up 2 batteries with onboard chargers and not leaving them plugged in like that, just charging them before a tournament or something. And it blew the lid right open, and I thank God I didn't have the lid latched because God only knows what kind of damage it would have done. It was on an aluminum boat, so it didn't – you know, all the acid stuff was just wiped up.
I think it was operator error.
No, it wasn't, because it happened twice, well, and it was the onboard
theme.
Charger.
That's a common theme.
Red is positive, yeah, black
right,
is
right.
Negative.
So it was the onboard charging system, but I also noticed, error. And what people don't understand.
He's just going to keep talking.
Yeah, I'm ignoring both of you. So the onboard charging system was saying it was charged. It was saying all the batteries were good to go, and the problem was is that there was a bad battery, and I found out why it blew up. There was a bad battery, and it continued to pump juice into
that's
it.
That's your problem in a cell.
Yes, but it was reading good, charged. Mm. So it was hooked on there, and all of a sudden it blew up. And so I came out, and the battery's cracked in half.
Well,
you know.
No, I think the charger, but I think one of the good things, too, is boat maintenance. I know that I started doing this a few years ago, too, is reconnecting because I do the solar trickle charge thing. So what I end up doing now is you always clean your terminals.
Right.
God, it makes such a big difference.
Well, and you got to check your water levels too, guys. A lot of guys don't understand. I mean, that, you know, first off, it's on there on the trailer, right? It's getting jiggled everywhere, and it's on the water, and of course, it's getting slammed around, especially if you're on the big lakes. So you have to fill it up with distilled water. I do it at least twice a year. I check it. I top them off. I make sure I use a rubber mallet and really knock down the you know, make sure the lids are all flush and solid and seated well, because I mean, if you don't, you know, God, there's nothing worse than being out on the lake and you run out of battery, or the battery doesn't work, or it's dead and you didn't know it, or you know, oh man.
Well, I think we've talked about more about batteries than I plan on us talking, but it's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
No, seriously, it's stuff that you need to consider, because that's the lifeline of your
right.
of your whole boat. If you don't have a good battery, you're
right.
SOL. So, but getting there too.
Well,
this happened to us this year.
Nightmare.
This happened to us this year because I wasn't thinking ahead. We talked about it, but just never did it. Is damn bearing buddies.
Uh-huh.
Not having bearings for your trailer. We were leaving for a tournament at like 3:30 in the morning. It was pre-fish day, right? It was like 3:30 in the morning. We're doing a 3-4 hour pull. And Mitch went and picked up the boat because I had to work that night. And just before he got to his house, blew out a bearing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh God, where do you go get bearings at 3 in the morning? So we had to wait till 7 when the Napa or O'Reilly's or whatever was opened up to go buy bearing buddies. 20 minutes later, we get them in, we're on the road. Yeah. But we lost 3.5 hours because we didn't think about it.
Right.
We talked about it, but didn't take it serious. So now I have two sets of bearing buddies in my boat, and I also have an extra hub.
Yeah.
Too, just because you never know.
Yep. The grease, the tools.
Well, that's the truth.
Pack a little tote.
That's what I got now.
Yeah. Works perfect. Keep it in the book.
Or in the truck, at least. I don't, you know, you might have room to keep it in the boat.
Well, whatever.
Keep it in
just
the truck. Right.
I don't know about everybody else, but every time I've blown out a bearing on my boat trailer, I wasn't planning on it happening.
No.
it doesn't hurt a thing to have those supplies, and then you're good to go.
Right. No, and that's the other thing, too, is, you know, if you're before you go out, or the first time you go out, if it's close, right, local, you're only going a few miles to
check
the boat
the
ramp. You check the, you know, pull it off, and I do this before my last time it goes on the trailer and my first time off. I walk around that trailer. I see if you know, rabbits or mice got in your garage or something, and they've eaten through the wires, and you didn't know. I look and check to make sure there's nothing hanging. I look at my brakes, my pads. Hey, are they in good shape? And
well,
you know, are my bunks not coming apart?
Well,
or,
yeah, like we had that same issue a couple years ago where one of my trailer lights was. It didn't look like it, but it was just dangling. But because we did that inspection, we're like, that's barely holding on.
Yep.
It's a lot easier to fix when you're at your house. And we got a couple new nuts and put it on there, and it was fine. We're good for the year.
Right.
But that could have been disastrous going down the road.
And even with the self-contained hubs, like on the Ranger trailers, you know, one of our teammates, he was looking around his trailer while we were up at a tournament. And he noticed that it was starting to leak along the backside of the wheel. Well, most people aren't going to look at the backside of their wheel. I mean,
well,
unless
Mitch
something
had that
bad
happen
happens.
To him with his bearings. And I can't remember what happened with your trailer, but it ended up because you didn't notice it or something. Something happened to the back of your bearings to where it created like a gap.
I've got a little nick in the actual axle in the spindle.
Oh.
And it's teeny. And I thought, nope, I'm good to go. This is going to seal. Oh, no, it didn't seal.
No.
So I've got grease that leaks out. Yep. And I've got bearing buddies. So I think it gets to a certain, like, pressure, and then it stops leaking.
Uh-huh.
I can wipe it clean and keep rolling, everything's good. So I've just been adding more grease, but it basically, but I have to replace my axle to truly fix that little issue.
Because, right. Just because.
You didn't see it.
Yep, and we didn't do the pre-check before. I mean, maybe if you would have seen, now something's not quite right, we could have taken care of it. Now it's a big expense. I mean, right now, you're fortunate enough that it's so minute that you know, a few times a year you put a little more grease in and you're fine.
Yeah.
But it's the axle, it's not the bearing buddies.
Right.
Well, hey, Josh brought up your bunks on your trailer. Well, this happened to me. This was probably my first time out one spring a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. I jumped in the boat, backed it off the trailer, and all of a sudden, yeah, one of my bunks floated right out with me. Oh. I was like, oh no, now what am I gonna do?
Yeah.
Well, I had some cord in my truck or twine, and I just tied that board back on. But sure enough, it was all rotted. I never checked my bunk.
So, you know, it's funny because that happened to you. We pulled my boat off that next season, pulled it off, parked it up on the beach, and I replaced my bunks. One of them was going bad. The other one was fine, but I replaced them.
Yep.
Well, just because I didn't want that issue.
Yep. Yeah.
What do you do?
And another thing to think about, too, and this is something that a lot of guys don't know, you know, you pay a lot of money for these boats. And so I was looking at the inside of my wheels for the grease right after you had your issue. I thought, well, I'm going to take a look. The inside of my hubs are plywood. So on a Ranger trailer, on the outside is, you know, all the fiberglass, right? And they look real pretty. On the inside, they're flat pieces of plywood. Same with the carpet on the bunk board on the hub, on the you know, the outer part of the frame for the hubs on the tires. Well, it's all plywood. Mm-hmm. So I had some kind of like Rhino lining for your back of your truck. Mm-hmm. So I sprayed it with Rhino lining. To help to kind of seal off that wood, because that's another part you don't know, and you're not going to realize that could all be going bad and starting to pull off in chunks, and you're never going to know. And how do you fix that, right? I mean, that is something you're going to have to take to a professional to get done, and it's going to cost you a bunch of money.
Right.
So that was the one thing.
When I replaced my bunks, I just used regular wood, bolt screwed it back on with little lags, and everything was good. Well, the one thing I wished I would have done was paint that wood, you know, good.
I did.
A few coats.
Yeah. Five coats.
So when it came time for Brad to do his, it was like, you might want to do this. I think we even put in some silicone in the pre-drilled hole.
We did.
And when we screwed down those lags, it was watertight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure his bunks are going to last for years and years now, but straight from the manufacturer, no, it's just straight pine wood. No treated, not painted, nothing. No. That stuff's going
to
rot.
Well, another thing you need to look at, too, since we're just talking boats, is your connection from your truck to your boat.
Right.
You know, whether it's a four prong or it's a pigtail, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
That always seems to be like corroded.
Or rusted or
whatever. Yeah. So you need to get in there with a wire brush and clean it off or replace it. Yep. Whatever. I mean, however bad it is. But I don't know how many times we've rolled down the road early in the season and you see your lights blinking on and off.
Yep.
And you're like, God. Because we're excited, we're ready to go. Yeah. But these are things they should be doing in January or February.
Well, and all the winter crap gets up underneath there. I mean, that's the thing, too. Yeah. It's like these, you know, the Midwest guys, they have the salt, and we have the, what is that stuff they put down, the
Meg chloride.
Meg chloride. Yep. Right? All that stuff gets up underneath your ride. And, you know, and if you're still going out to the lake like sometimes we are, gets up on your trailer, and that starts to even corrode at those connections, and so it's bad. And you know, and the other thing is, and moving on from, you know, lights and trailers and all that, I do it in the fall, and I don't know when you guys do it, but prop comes off, hubs come off, you know, everything comes off right down to the spindle of the motor, and I check for fishing line, I grease it, and I do the same on the electric and the kicker, you know, because you could go all year and not even know it, and all of a sudden it eats at that seal, and water's getting up into the electric works.
No, that's I always do that, but me and Mitch get together usually at the end of February, beginning of March, just before they open up the lakes here for boats. Mm-hmm. And we redo all of our line on our poles and pull off the prop. We do all that at that time.
And I do it in the spring. In the fall, just because for me it's just easier because, like you do say, you know, usually, and I know how it is with the three of us, right? Mm-hmm. That opening day comes, and it is a quick phone call between the three of us. It's nice enough weather out. Okay, let's go.
It's snowing. Fine.
Yep, we're going. Yep, we got enough time. Let's roll. And we're gone. So I don't want to have to be, I didn't check my prop for line. So I do it in the fall. But
Hey, I want to bring up one other thing. And you posted it on our Facebook regarding the tires. You guys remember how they read.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember what it is, but it's crucial because I had no idea. And that didn't come into my boat trailer. But because of that, I went and checked my RV. I got one of those drivable RVs.
It's super old.
And I was like, oh, my God. I replaced two of them like that. They were like 12 years old or something.
Yep.
No kidding. Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either. And it's awesome. So, you know, they print on the side of the tire. For those of you who didn't see our Facebook, and if you haven't, shame on you, go look at it. But if you haven't seen it or you don't know, there's a oval, kind of oval circles that are down towards the rim on the bottom of the tire. Mm-hmm. And basically it gives a month, and it gives a day and a year. So it was created on, let's say, the 202, it'll be like 256/18. Well, it was created on the 256th day of 2018. That's how old your tire is.
And that's the Julian date, if you want
to. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Oh, very good night.
We used it in the military. In the military. Julian.
Yeah, I bet you.
So, well, but it was, I mean, but you know what? That's great, right? Because if people don't know, and I'm sure there's tire guys out there and stuff, tires lose the oil out of their out of the tire, right? They start to seep out and all of that within probably about 4 years, 5 years max. So they always recommend if you get to that 4 year mark, even if your tread isn't bad, that you pull it out.
So
right?
I'm looking at our Facebook posts, and the number that you're talking about is oval is 5202. Mm-hmm. So 52 is the 52nd week. Built in 02.
Or is it week? Oh, 52nd week. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, not the day. Sorry.
So it's not the Julian date.
No.
It's not the Julian.
Just so everybody knows.
I knew that.
Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, no, it was the week. So no, so it's the 52nd week of 02.
So if it was this year, right now, let's just say 4018.
Yeah.
It would be 40th week of 18 is when it was built or whatnot, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, mine were not good.
Yeah.
Hey, here's one thing since we're talking tires. Everybody gets their new boats, right? I'm not sure what tires Ranger puts on their boats or Lund or whatever, but I tell you what, a lot of brand new boats on the trailers, they put on the absolute cheapest tires
ever.
Yes,
that is a great point.
So just because you have a brand new ride this spring and you're rolling out, keep a close eye on those tires. Brad and I were on our way to Mille Lacs, and we got just right from the Iowa to Minnesota border, and we had issues. And sure enough, the tire guy told us, he goes, no, they put on the absolute cheapest tires you can get.
Yep.
So he bought a new set, and they're the same tires that are on there now.
Yep.
And don't show any wear or anything.
So. And I'll give you, I just replaced two of my four because they're expensive, and so I couldn't afford to do all four at one point because they're about $12 a piece. But and this is not a push for any one company, but BF Goodrich just put out a new trailer tire, brand new, just came out last year or this year, and it is awesome. I mean, it is even the guys at the tire store were like, this tire is head and shoulders above any other trailer tire. BF Goodrich, it's a it's not Marathon, it's I can't remember what it's called, but it is
specific for trailer
specific
tires.
Trailer tire. It is their only trailer tire, and so I bought two. I took my two better ones that came on the trailer, right? But see, now my boat is, our trailer and boat are 4 years old, so now I really need to replace them, and so I'm going to do two more again this spring.
Well, I know, and me and Mitch, when I first got my boat, the one I'm in now, we got it, and like a month later, we're like, you know, it'd be fun to go fish up in Mille Lacs. So that's only like an 18-hour drive. So we go head into Mille Lacs, and we got, 3-4 hours. We pull off at a Walmart, just to, because they had the gas center. We're going to get some gas to finish, and the tires are smoked.
No kidding.
Smoked.
Yeah.
Thank God. I don't remember the town that we were in, but these guys were awesome at the Walmart. They had trailer tires.
We were in Rochester.
Was it Rochester?
Yeah.
Oh, man, those guys were awesome. Because they were closing in like 10 minutes. The guy said, no, we'll hook you up. Jacked up the boat, put new tires on, their trailer tires. Still have them on there now. They look like I just bought them.
Yeah.
But they were, like $120 a piece. I wish I knew the brand, but nah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's how bad. I mean, this boat, my trailer only had a couple hundred miles on it before we decided to go drive 18 hours.
And pay attention to the rating for the speed. Most of these guys don't understand. I see guys pass me on the interstate, and they're hauling, right? 85 miles an hour or more. Most of these tires are rated for 65, maybe 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, you just gotta be careful.
And they're smoking. And so, I 75, 80, H that's usually about what we do. But
if I come up behind you and you're going 65, I'm blowing.
Oh yeah, but remember
time
though,
spent on the water. Yeah, buy an extra tire.
But remember,
that's
though,
why we got spares.
You have a single axle.
Yeah, even worse
tire,
for me.
Yeah, and a lighter blunt, so you have a smaller tire. So you know your rotation.
I bet you anything. 16-inch tire. What size is yours?
I don't know.
He's got 22s on.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Spinners.
Yeah. That's almost like they come, some of them. But I have, but I have, like you said, I mean, it's dual axle, but it's going to hold more. So it's going to be a higher rated problem.
Sure. Yeah. Well, let's wrap this up. Enough talking about it, but it's definitely things you should be doing in the winter. If your boat's sitting out there out at your storage unit or in the garage, wherever.
Well, that's it. So if it's outside, take the batteries out.
Yeah.
That's it. You can't do it. You can't run.
But
the
inspect your tires
cord
now, so you can get those right if you need new tires.
Yep. And then as soon as it floats off, look at your bunk boards, look at your electrical.
Yeah.
Look at, because you know, and again, outside storage is much harder on these boats.
Yeah.
And so you know, you got the mice, you got the rabbits, you got whatever little rodent's going to crawl up in there where you live, and he's going to eat the wires, or they're going
to
do whatever.
You just need to check it out.
And you got to do it because you don't want to be on the road. That is my biggest fear. Is you're on the road and you know and you're pulled over because you know how it is. You don't want to have to drop your boat.
Well, we're going because we love to fish, not because we love to break down on the road.
Well, or go to the town, you know, go find somebody in the nearest town, and hopefully they'll help you out. And you know, it's just a disaster. So anyways, that's always good for everyone.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight. Make sure you're following us on Facebook and Twitter, also on Instagram. We also have some podcasts, because you're listening to it, but we have it on multiple formats.
New stuff
now.
Yeah, we're all over the place, right? So we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play, we're on Stitcher and Skechers. And so we have all these different platforms it's on you can listen to, and finally, YouTube has allowed us to put it on there, and so it's on YouTube. So you can watch our videos.
Yeah, we have
on
quick tips that we're starting to do. One thing that we're going to talk about in 2019 is starting back that big bite, so we can email your biggest fish of the catch
to us,
alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. Yep. We'd love to post it on our website.
Yep, and one other thing, I'll let you go.
Well, I tell you, I just love it when people interact with us. So, hey, give us feedback. Ask us questions. Get the conversation going. Yep. You're on any Facebook page, wherever. We love it.
Yep.
You know, we love to fish.
Yep, and we're going to start with the upgrading of our equipment. We're going to have people call in. And so, you know, it doesn't have to be Gary Parsons calling in. You know, we want to interact with normal, real people.
That's coming in 2019. We're
so that'll
excited
be good stuff.
As long as it doesn't interfere with fishing.
That's right. Yeah. So it's coming in 2019 up till about
25.
May. Yeah.
No, 2025. No, so everybody have a good night. Thanks for joining us. And anything else, Matt? Just wrap it up.
No, we're good. Thanks.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thank you for joining us. Join us again next time, where we discuss all of your favorite fishing topics. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out our videos on YouTube or read our blog at alleyesonfishing.com. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.